Trump-endorsed Republican Mike Kerry crushes Biden-endorsed Democrat in Ohio special election. By Jacob Bliss on November 2, 2021. Republican Mike Kerry, a former Army officer and energy executive endorsed by former President Donald Trump, won the special election for Ohio's 15th congressional district on Tuesday night, according to NBC News, who projected the race at 9:31 p.m. Kerry ran against the state representative Allison Russo, D.O., who was endorsed by President Joe Biden in a last-ditch effort to try and save her from Republican defeat after former Vice President Mike Pence came out to campaign with Kerry in the special election to replace former Representative Steve Stiver, R.O., after stepped down earlier this year to become the president and CEO of the Ohio Chamber of Commerce. The Cook Report's partisan voter index from 2020 marked the district as an R+9, meaning there are 9% more Republicans in the district than any other party. In 2020, Stiver won the congressional district with over 63% of the vote. The Trump-endorsed Republican appeared on Breitbart News Saturday to say that Russo winning would not only be a rubber stamp for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, she is going to caucus with the squad. She and Doc, they're right in line with each other. She's not from Ohio. She's from outside the state, he added. She works for a liberal think tank in Washington, D.C. And you know, and she's taking those liberal values in a think tank organization and she's trying to push them on the people. Kerry made his way out of the crowded primary, facing many competitors and after receiving Trump's endorsement. While Kerry faced many competitors in the special election, he received more votes, 18,805, than Russo did, 13,585, in the Democrats' primary for the special election. However, as a whole, Republicans in the special election primary far outpaced Democrats with voting in person 3-1 and voting absentee or early 2-1. After using Trump's endorsement to win the primary to become the Republican nominee for the special election, Kerry said in a victory statement, "Republicans across Ohio's 15th congressional district sent a clear message to the nation that President Donald J. Trump is, without a doubt, the leader of our party. I could not be more grateful for his support." The Republicans' win on Tuesday night shows that the former president still has great sway in Republican politics and getting Americans out to vote. Since leaving office in January, further fueling speculation of a possible 2024 presidential run. In addition to getting Trump's endorsement, he held a tele rally on Election Day Eve, trying to get Republicans to vote. Kerry is going to close out the race tomorrow and he will win big, but only if MAGA votes big. Don't leave anything up to chance, the former president said in a statement. We need Mike in Congress to fight against crazy Nancy Pelosi. OCK+3. And the rest of the communist Democrats trying to destroy America. Kerry received some help from the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC. In coordination, the two placed a negative television ad against Russo that started on October 19. Allison Russo and Nancy Pelosi, too liberal, too radical. Send a message November 2, the female narrator said in the ad. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.